This old world may never change the way it's been. And all the ways are worn, can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? I'm not the one to tell this world how to get along. I only know that peace will come when all hate is gone. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This old world may never change the way it's been. And all the ways are worn, can't change it back again. I've been searching for the dolphin in the sea. And sometimes I wonder, do you ever think of me? This old world may never change. This world may never change.
Oh! County, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wine, and I hear you in the wine. The Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain. If it snows, that stretch down south will never stand the strain. And I need you more than want you, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. Thank you. And I need you more than once, and I want you for all time. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line, still on.
Everybody has been burned before. Everybody knows the pain. Anyone in this place can tell you to your face why you shouldn't try to love someone. Everybody knows it never works. Everybody knows. That door that shuts just before you get to the dream.
Where they have been but me.
just my mind. Thunder, lightning, help me unwind. It's exciting trying to find ways to get her out of my head. Strike me this time, this place, or it might be just one more case of the Latin blues.
My sunny day. sunshine, baby. Bring back my sunny day. Yesterday was like a warm summer breeze, but I like the weather, it changed. Now things are really baby, windy and cold. I stand alone in the rain, calling your name. Oh, stormy, oh, stormy, bring back my sunny day. Bring back my sunny day. Please, go away. I want back my sunny day. I want back my sunny.
feel when I'm feeling down on the ground, feeling down, that could be most any day. Green for the eyes, take a look around when the sun goes down, and the sun goes down in the strangest way. Red for the light, got to stop this thing, find a song to sing, that is everything that I meant to say, meant to say. Three for the mice that are blind like the world, never see the good that is done.
Thank you.
motion of what you do. You sit it out until you finally get through. But you can't tell someone who steals from themselves of all the love that he's wasting trying to frame someone else. 'Cause it's a whole thing going down. Every time it'll turn you around. And it's one dimensional snake room. And it's stolen chipmunk's gun. Oh, little better. It's not a little
Oh, que no va. Decía esa morena, azul y cola, a veré, veré, bicuá. La rumba está buena, decía la morena, pero aquí te queda en la noche buena, a veré, veré, bicuá. No te vistas que no va.
Save me, 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 save me So you're listening to Heads Up here at Dublab. That would help. All right. Set from Miles. Just finished up. Just closed up a moment ago. And excuse our little bit of confusion there as he was coming over to the mic. Now we got some music in the background. Miles is on mic. How's it going, Miles?
Yes, I am. Doing good, man. Good to be back here in Dublab. Dublab land. Big shout to Danny Holloway.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, that was meaning to come through. We've been trying to figure it out for a while. And turned out he was on his reggae cruise at the same time. So he's, fortunately, we got to connect up. This is the first time I think we've ever been in studio hanging out.
Michael. Yeah, yeah. I think we did something at KPFK maybe like real early when I was there.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Like that's a right, long, KPFK. Long time ago. But it was a very different set, you know? Like the set that you did then was maybe a little more what we might expect from you. You know,
oh
like,
yeah,
like, a bit more of the funky soul kind of flavor.
Yes, indeed. That's right. I remember now.
Yeah,
thanks.
But this set was all over the place, man. It was a lot. You know, we were talking a little bit about it while you were on. It was kind of nice, I think, to get a chance to play a lot of things that you you normally don't get a chance to play.
Yeah, that's what's great about Dublab and getting to do and radio shows in general, as far as music shows, selector shows versus mix shows. Yeah.
Very true. What you got going on, man? I know you're always busy. You're certainly, you know, one of the people holding down Funky Soul every Saturday at the Echo. But it always seems like you're into a whole bunch of things.
Well, sometimes more than others. And during the holidays, it tends to pick up like that. And my old Root Down crew, we are gathering back together for a little holiday throwdown thing over at Bordner's. And for anybody who hasn't been to a Root Down party in Los Angeles, Root Down is like, it's we keep the spirit of like the original, what a hip-hop party was. It was like, it's all about dancing, but it also, you know, there's always room for the B-boys, B-girls do their thing, but we take people on a trip sonically. We have everything from hip-hop, from true school, great hip-hop beats, and then Latin sounds, Jamaican sounds, funk, soul, we take it on a trip. And it's a my man DJ Expo, of course Los Lito, the co-founder of Root Down, and DJ Wyatt Case, DJ Jedi, and I know there's my DJ Irvin, a few other cats as well. But yeah, so we're getting together next Thursday, December 17th, for another Root Down excursion, and should be fun at Bordner's, which is it's a cool spot and it hasn't been hit too often. Yeah. And we also have a live guest, an MC with a live band named Lyric Jones.
Cool,
supposed to be really good. I actually haven't heard her yet, but she's supposed to be really good.
Pretty cool. It's been a little while since y'all done a Root Down party here.
It's been about a year.
Yeah,
yeah. We did something over at the Shortstop actually just earlier. Yeah. Just less than a year ago.
Okay.
It was fun. But it's always good to get back together. We'd like to do it more often, but all of us have gotten caught up.
All y'all are busy.
Yeah.
Busy. There's some big things it seems like are happening here late in the year at Funky Soul as well. Maybe the next couple Saturdays.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we've got DJ Edan, the return of Edan to Funky Soul, because he blessed us back way, way, way back in the day when we were at our original spot at Star Shoes up on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
And he's going to come through and do a funky, funky, but I'm sure eclectic set, knowing the records that dude's got.
Yeah,
he's
Edan
great.
Is
he is just
loony.
As good as he is as a beat maker and MC and producer, you know, he's equally as sick on the decks.
Uh-huh.
He's great. I love you, Don. And then the week later, no less, is the Funky Soul holiday and 17-year anniversary.
Wow.
And we are going to have DJ Cut Chemist come bless us once again on the decks. So doing his thing, breaking out all his funk and different beat sounds, doing it. So yeah, lots going on. I'm also, you know, Funky Soul is also doing a New Year's Eve thing.
Oh really?
Yeah, sorry, this is a plug-a-thon, excuse me.
no, but it's good, you know.
Let the people know.
Yeah, exactly.
We are doing a thing down in Long Beach as part of the city's downtown outdoor Pine Street Outdoor Long Beach festivities, and we're going to be doing one of the stages, and it's going to have some bands. My band, actually, under Miles Tackett and the Three Times, we're going to be getting it started, and Vintage Troubles playing another band, kind of rock and soul thing.
Yeah, cool.
And then Clifton and myself will be playing from you know, from the beginning between bands all the way to the end till 2 a.m. So
until the early
for those
morning
folks
hours
down in Long Beach, OC area, or those feel like making the excursion.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, a lot of stuff going on, both with all these different DJ gigs, and you mentioned the project, the band that you kind of started up in the last year or so, Miles Tackett and the Three Times, and last year put out a record. Any ideas about getting back into the studio and doing more with them, or, you know, kind of connected to that, or are we going to get anything new from Breakestra anytime soon?
Breakestra is on a extended hiatus. It's truth. I mean, I did a long bid doing that project. I mean, I put a long time into it and did three records, and really felt like I, as far as that kind of thing, have expressed really fully, you know, creatively for that, doing that thing. I don't know. I mean, there's, you know, you never, there's always ideas that come up that it's like, oh, this might work for, but on the whole, I'm really giving that some space,
okay,
so I can focus on writing tunes for this other form, in a, you know, in this more smaller guitar centric and song, you know, whatever, not songwriter, like not Breakester wasn't songs, but it's just, it's a different thing.
Yeah, it's a different, you know, vibe, you know, and yeah, and in some ways, you know, when you think about this set and, you know, kind of putting together an extended set like this, I imagine it, a lot of it, you know, kind of connects to where your head is at the moment. And a lot of the different sounds, I mean, it was a really wide and eclectic set, but a lot of those sounds, especially in the early part of the set, you know, really, really seems to connect to the music that you're doing now, you know,
yeah,
with your group the Three Times.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I, if I collected more vinyl, I actually could have even connected it more. But I actually don't collect as much of all the varieties of music that I really dig. And, you know, I collect and purchase, but, you know, as I love spinning, I love sharing music with people and love, you know, for people to dance. And I love doing funky soul. And, you know, so I put a lot of energy in collecting and picking up vinyl for that. But there's a lot of other sounds, too, that, you know, if I actually put the energy into it, I know, I mean, I don't have vinyl. I don't have LP and vinyl collection like yourself, Michael.
Well, I feel like I barely have anything these days.
Everybody. There's not a that's one. That just means you listen to your music too much.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, it's. There's, you know, I mean, you've been doing this. You know, you've been doing this for a while, kind of, especially kind of having a name, doing kind of like soul parties and being one of the people in the LA scene, really, you know, being at the forefront of doing, you know, kind of raw funk, you know, deep stuff, and you know that it, I would imagine that collection, especially like your 45 collection, is pretty extensive at this point. But do you still, you know, do you still dig? Do you it on the regular, or, you know, is it just kind of like an every now and again thing when you get a chance to go out and look for vinyl?
Well, one thing's for sure. Whenever I get to travel, that's I enjoy taking. You know, I enjoy going out and venturing out. But I you know, occasionally I will back here at home. Not as much as some others. I slowed down, you know, partially for just space sake.
Yeah,
you know, and it, you know, it's always great going out and digging. Of course, you know, it's you know, you got to put in that work and got to put that time. And sometimes I have to decide, like, am I going to spend that time? You know, seriously, am I going to spend that time going and digging for vinyl? You know, what I mean, where I might save some money and enjoy the hunt versus okay, staying home and working on music,
yeah,
you know, writing some tunes. I more often than not, I have to kind of defer to the creative thing for myself, especially these days. And you know, so I guess I'll have to spend a couple more bucks online, you know, because like everybody else, I definitely buy music online for sure. I'll go on eBay and all that and buy plenty of vinyl online.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about this at one point during your set, and you know, like what? Just before I get into that, when did you really like really start collecting records? Like sometime in the late 80s, maybe?
No.
When about?
I would slightly dabble in the 90s.
Okay.
In the 90s, because I got into hip. I used to make hip hop beats.
Yeah.
I used to make. I produced a EP thing with this MC named T Love. And we put out, and a few other 12 inches, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, so, around the, in the early 90s, I got into making beats. I got an SP-1200, and like most other producers around the, you know, late 80s, early 90s, would use Ultimate Breaks and Beats for, you know, drum sounds and this and that. Mm-hmm. Though I was pretty tapped by that time even.
Yeah.
But I was just learning, so I was like, okay, well, I'll just practice on this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I would go into my dad's collection, I would dig up what he had, and then I would do a little bit.
Okay.
Not much. I did not get extensively. What I did is pretty quickly I figured I got into the idea of creating samples myself. Uh-huh. And I actually, for the record I did with it, MC T-Love, I actually did a lot of stuff where I'd make the drums and bass and guitar and some keys and stuff would be the actual samples that I made.
Uh-huh.
Mixed with little stuff from, you know, this esoteric, you know, atmospheric sounds from records. But the actual bulk of the music, I wasn't doing a lot of actual, like, whole music, like, riff sampling, like bass drum, guitar kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, and you can see kind of the organic flow eventually getting to Breakestra.
Yeah.
Connected to that.
My first experiment with recording was making samples for hip-hop, and then the next thing I did a couple years, like maybe a year or two after getting my first little home-style recorder was I made a track while, Breakestra was going, but we weren't even doing original stuff. We were just doing all that dedication to, like, the breaks.
Yeah.
But the song Get Your Soul Together, it was just an experiment. Like, let me see if I could make a track, you know, that was proper funk.
Mm-hmm.
And, partly inspired by having seen Poets of Rhythm be able to pull off making a good raw funk track in the 90s.
Yeah.
Back then, you know, so... It definitely led to it.
Yeah, I feel like one of the things those of us who kind of got a start around that period of time, early 90s, and kind of have some perspective of digging for stuff and kind of trying to figure out things in the pre-internet era. Like I feel like one of the things that we trip out on now is just how crazy the market for vinyl has gotten, and so much of it driven by the fact that the information is so easily attainable nowadays.
Yeah.
You know? And that was one of the things that we were talking about just for a minute, you know, and we got to close up because we're about time up in the show. But yeah, it was an interesting thought that you had about that in terms of the kind of turnaround that might happen here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's... I've just seen it. I've seen a few different record dealer and DJ collectors who've been like, I got to get rid of this vinyl. I love the music, but I can't keep it anymore. And I've got to, me and my wife, we got to buy a house, so I got to sell this vinyl. And I was thinking, you know, like, it's a healthy thing. Eventually, this music's gonna get, it's gonna come back into the the market or whatever, into the to the stream for another generation to find. And what's the other thing that's cool is, like, a lot of there's a lot of music from overseas, lots of world music of all different kinds of sorts, international sounds that people have been buying online that normally you couldn't get, and that those will get sold to record stores that normally didn't even get all that wide variety of music that another generation is going to be able to find. So I see it happening in the next 10, within the next 10, 20 years.
Yeah,
it will happen. I don't plan on getting rid of my vinyl, so don't look at me, man. I'm not.
Yeah, no,
but I always see it happening.
Yeah, I always get this feeling like at some point we're going to kind of run out of records, but it's actually kind of nice that it seems like we get into these cycles, and that there always seems to be, you know, more music and more music to share. And, you know, that's what's so great about the set you put down and all the things you do. And, you know, just once again, thank you for coming in, and
pleasure,
thanks
man.
For all the things that you do.
That's appreciate, and you as well, man.
Indeed. Thank you. Big thanks to Danny Holloway for allowing us to do this show, and to Dublab as well. You've been listening to Heads Up. Guest host, Michael Barnes. That's me. Danny Holloway should be with you next time, and I guess we'll see you when we see you. Y'all take care.